"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. And we're on the radio till 4, 1 to 4. Then after 4 o'clock, you can hear the show on the iHeart app, the John and Ken on demand podcast.
And, yeah, you can also submit your Moistline material through the iHeartRadio app. It's the microphone icon. There's the toll-free number, of course, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Tomorrow, during this very hour, we'll have a couple of rounds of Moistline calls. Of course, the big news, you know, John, this happened right as we left the air last night. Around 4 o'clock, this bus pulled up in downtown Los Angeles at Union Station with migrants from Texas being sent as a gift from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who said, "Hey, you're now a sanctuary city, right? There you go." And we're not equipped to do that. And Texas has taken on way too many of the migrants that have already come into this country under Biden's open border policies. Steve Gregory is also covering this story for KFI News with, I think, local politician reaction.
Well, they've been the predictable, self-righteous, hypocritical squealing coming from all the political leaders.
Don't hold back, John. Yeah, you know, Bonta was making Rob Bonta, as California Attorney General, made an appearance in Riverside County today talking about elder abuse and things of that issue. And the question came up about what's been going on all day, as you've been talking about, what happened yesterday. And Bonta gave the same response that he's been giving since the first groups of migrants were shipped to Sacramento from El Paso. And, you know, he's already started an investigation into the state of Florida. He filed records requests for documentation, for communications, invoices to third-party contractors, anyone who has their fingerprints on the transportation of these migrants from El Paso to New Mexico by bus and then from New Mexico to Sacramento by plane. Now, the group that arrived yesterday afternoon came from the state of Texas, and it's presumed that it was funded by the governor of Texas or the state of Texas, whereas the groups that came to Sacramento earlier in the week and last week were funded by the state of Florida through their migrant relocation program. The issues at hand here is whether or not there's any kind of legal recourse.
Kidnapping.
Yeah. So
what happened to the kidnapping arrest?
What everybody was yelling about last week.
Well, no kidnapping arrest.
Well, here's the thing I would tell you. You know, I've been covering immigration for, 25 years now in Arizona and California. And I have spent plenty of time with migrants, smugglers, Border Patrol, a lot of agents, customs agents over the years. And the thing that no one ever talks about is how well coached a lot of these migrants are before they come across. And they're literally told what to say when they come across. And I remember, if I had not seen it and heard it with my own eyes and ears, that a migrant that I was doing a ride along with two border agents once, and we come upon a group of about 20 migrants in the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation in Arizona. And they were talking and everything. And then all of a sudden, they all started reciting the same exact phrase. I'm seeking asylum. I've been mistreated. This and that and the other. After they were taken back to the detention centers, they all recited the same thing almost verbatim. And I said, why are they doing that? And he goes, oh, no, they're all coached and they're all told what to say. Because what it does, two things, and I'm steering it back to what's happened yesterday. The you know, they get an extra few days in the detention center with a, you know, meal and a shower and security and whatnot, and because they have to investigate every claim of impropriety on the part of a border agent or a customs agent. They immediately have to investigate.
Oh, so that extends their stay.
That extends their stay in a secure facility with, yeah. So that was something that a lot of people don't like to talk about. But that's happening on the border. Same thing here. Remember, these individuals were first approached at a migrant shelter in El Paso. And when they're approached, and then the other thing I don't think people understand is that there's videotape provided by the Florida Department of Emergency Services. And they are recording these individuals being told about these waivers and what's going to happen and where they're going, where to sign. And then there's other footage that shows them getting on the transport buses, and they're excited and they're clapping and they're happy. Those are the videos that are being released by the Department of Emergency Services. So this notion that somehow now they arrive in Sacramento and then they arrive in LA, what's interesting to me is that none of these individuals have been made available to the media directly.
We talked about that earlier, that I haven't seen anybody complaining about mistreatment, not having food and water, being misled, either for the Sacramento flight or the Texas bus.
And let me ask you this, and I know I'm being sort of, you know, pretty black and white on this. Did you see any ambulances, any paramedics on scene administering any first aid or taking them away on stretchers? Or
no. No.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, if these people were destitute and dehydrated and sick and ill, I saw footage of these individuals yesterday, and I didn't see anyone that appeared to be malnourished or, you know, in their 36-hour trip.
No, it's just a hyperbole by the politicians.
Well, it's lies. I mean, what Newsom was claiming, he's claiming he saw with his own eyes that these people were misled and mistreated, and that he's going to arrest DeSantis. And then the next day, I heard what you said about the videos coming out, the waivers that were being signed. So Newsom must know that that's the process they use in Florida. He must know this.
Even the New York Times reported, you know, when the Sacramento group had come up, the two groups had come up, even the New York Times reported that the people they interviewed that were actually on that trip said they were excited to come to California. Now, whether they were told, well, there's jobs, plenty of jobs there, and then they get there and there's no job waiting for them, if that's the way they interpret sort of being misled, that's one thing. But if they're saying, you know, get on this bus, we're going to take you to a mansion in Arkansas, and then they end up, you know, in a church in Sacramento, that's a different story. So all I would say is that, you know, before everyone starts jumping to conclusions, I would only caution everyone to remember this. We have not heard from the mouths of these individuals directly. We've heard it filtered through third-party surrogates on what their experiences were, but we don't have any video, and we don't have any statements from these individuals directly.
All right, Steve, very good. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, Steve Gregory, KFI News. More coverage, of course, on the bus of migrants that arrived yesterday afternoon in downtown Los Angeles, this time at the direction of Texas. Now, the group that went to Sacramento came originally from Texas to New Mexico, but that was the direction of the Florida government. This was Texas's government. And again, the reason is LA's a sanctuary city. Texas, these small border towns, they're not. They're overwhelmed. We now need to spread out the problem because of Biden's open border. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
We'll keep waiting for the DeSantis arrest.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Are you concerned considering running for president in 2024 or 2028? Not even considering.
No, not at all. This election is a choice about life and death.
We didn't defeat Trumpism. This is the most consequential election.
They choose that as they sell fear around crime. They sell calm around these perverse gun laws.
What we've got right now is not working, and it's about to break.
Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people.
This whole damn border debate is made up.
That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America.
It's time to organize, guys, bottom up, not just top down. Republicans have been organizing bottom up forever. Where the hell are we as a party to capture the narrative?
I honestly, if I were offering political advice, I'd tell him to pack up and wait a few years.
I never trust politicians, so I get why you keep asking.
So when I see you in Iowa in 2023, I will play this for you.
New Hampshire, South Carolina. I mean, where? What else?
And now, John and Ken present the Gavin Newsom is running for president desk. Gavin Newsom may be sort of running for president. Well, maybe Gavin Newsom not running for president desk.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, he's hot off his big appearance on Fox News with Sean Hannity. He thinks he's like top of the world. Today in Florida, the man that was referred to in one of the pieces of audio on that desk about he ought to pack it up and wait a few years, Newsom's referring to Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, who, of course, is a candidate for president. He did some boring budget signing event today in Florida, but I guess reporters wanted to know, because this came up during the Fox News appearance by Newsom, would Newsom debate DeSantis? Sean Hannity offered that, and Newsom said, I'm all in for a two-hour debate, maybe even 3 hours. So they were bugging DeSantis about whether or not he would debate Newsom. And we have the audio.
You know, it's interesting. He's got huge problems in his state. I mean, like, huge problems in his state. We all know that. I mean, you see it in San Francisco. You see it in L.A. You see it in the people fleeing. California, from its inception, gained population every single year until he became governor. I mean, California was probably the height of opportunity for middle-class Americans for many, many decades in this country. No one would leave there. You know, you would go. People were drawn to there. And yet, he's the first governor that's overseen a massive exodus out of California. And, you know, you can kind of understand if somebody comes from Minnesota and moves to Naples, better winters, all this stuff. But if you're leaving, like, Southern California to move to, like, Jacksonville, which is a great place, you're not doing it because of the weather, because they got probably have the best weather in the country. You're doing it because the place is so mismanaged and ill-governed that you just can't take it anymore. And so, and yet with all those problems, he has a real serious fixation on the state of Florida. I mean, I think it's just bizarre that he does that. But what I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you gonna throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Are you gonna get in and do it, or are you just gonna sit on the sidelines and chirp?
Yeah, it is a bizarre situation that Newsom is calling so much national attention to himself, and everyone's got to ask the same question: for what?
He's afraid to run.
And as DeSantis pointed out, you got a lot of problems in California: homelessness and crime. People leaving.
Newsom is afraid to run.
Well, he's been told not to because Biden's president.
So don't listen. If you want to be president, you got to tell off Vladimir Putin and the Chinese premier and the leader from Iran. You got to tell them off. You can't tell off some party official who wants to protect Joe Biden, who's half a corpse. Seriously? This is the opportunity. 70% of the country does not want Joe Biden to run. 70%, including majority of Democrats. So here's the opportunity. Run. Say, you don't even have to criticize Joe. Just say, time for a new generation, time for a fresh face, new ideas. Newsom's got the energy to campaign all day, 15 hours a day. Joe has got a four-hour day, and then he's already asleep. His day was is already at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Seriously, you could look it up. His work day is over. That's on the official schedule. No events scheduled.
No public events, right?
Nothing. And he, you know, they give him a sleeping pill, and that's it for the day.
So, especially how much you don't really need the president, right?
Right.
A big figurehead often. Yeah.
So Newsom is afraid to, because if he actually has to campaign, deal with all the criticisms from opponents, deal with taking Republicans on, deal with a press that is suddenly going to become a lot harsher, have to go through the trouble of raising money and traveling around. Meantime, every day a bad story comes out about California. Every day. Every day something horrible comes out of San Francisco. What do we got just in the last few weeks? We got Whole Foods leaving. We got Nordstrom's leaving. We got the Westfield Mall closing. We got two enormous hotels. The companies are walking away from the mortgages. Every day, we got all the drug addicts in the Tenderloin District. We were just talking about that story. They just rounded up enough fentanyl that would kill 2 million people in the state. Every day, indefensible stuff that he cannot explain away unless he's got some kiss-ass, suck-up sycophant like an L.A. Times writer. And so he doesn't want to expose himself. He doesn't want to run and find out, oh, wow, he only gets like 17% of the Democratic vote now, does he? No, he's afraid. He's a man child is what he is. He's a little boy who puffs up his chest and pretends he's a superhero. He doesn't have what it takes to run.
The Wall Street Journal called him out nice because in that interview with Sean Hannity, he acted like, oh, I'm not a big spending, big tax Democrat. I'm a business guy. But they pointed out, first of all, California's top tax rate at 13.3% is horrific. Newsom's response was, oh, that happened before I was governor. Well, he supported it on the ballot when he was lieutenant governor, and he supported it when it came up for another vote to extend it to the year 2030. And then they talk about all the San Francisco taxes that were raised when he was mayor there. And by the way, this is always worth pointing out. 9.3 tax rate in California kicks in at $66,294 for a single filer. Think about that. Nearly 10%, and you're only making $66,000 a year?
That's where
you talk about an aggressive tax structure.
That's where Hannity should have done his research, because I noticed that too when he was saying that the 13% tax only affects people making over $1 million. Well, no, it's a 9% tax at $66,000, and that is higher than the top rate in all but a handful of states, according to the Wall Street Journal. Teachers and plumbers in California pay a higher rate in taxes than CEOs and hedge fund managers in 44 states. You got that?
Also,
it's a middle-class income tax at 9.3%.
Would have been simpler for Hannity just to say, oh, really, you're not a big spender. You're a business guy. How did you go from a $100 billion surplus to a $32 billion deficit? That sounds like spending to me. And that was a lot of stimulus checks and all these new handouts that they came up with in the budget.
No, he's a bad governor. He's mismanaged the money terribly. He's a high tax, high spend guy. And then he goes on Hannity and lies. And, you know, it just proves what I've thought for a long time. Hannity is a dud. If you can't corner Gavin Newsom, you might as well just get out of the business. Because everything he says is a lie. Everything is an exaggeration. Everything he says is changing the subject. The way he rattles off a bunch of nonsense, irrelevant statistics. I mean, that was a disgrace.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex Annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex Annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4 after 4. John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app. And a lot of good stuff today on. And you really ought to listen to the interview we did with Ben Appel. He's a gay man who's got a book, and he's written a piece for the Daily Mail, and he is extremely skeptical about transitioning girls to boys and boys to girls when they're very young and giving them puberty blockers and later surgery. I think you'd be quite fascinated by the stuff he has to say. He thinks it's a burgeoning industry that is going to cause a lot of harm to young children.
Well, we were just talking about Governor Dippity, too. His wife also got some recognition today. The El Segundo Times did a tongue bath on her by Taryn Luna. Basically, the title is Trauma Has Shaped Jennifer Cybele Newsom's Life. Now it helps fuel her work for California. She is a filmmaker and a feminist. We've talked about this before. She makes these gender movies that schools have to show.
Right, and they're financed by PG&E, which
that's
is why
right. They're financed by corporate donors,
which is why PG&E always worms their way out of trouble after they start fires that kill 100 people and cause billions of dollars of damage. You notice nothing ever bad happens to PG&E, even after they murder all those people, because they make donations to the governor's wife, among others.
Predictably, it starts with the fact that she took the stand in the trial against Harvey Weinstein. Of course, the jury deadlocked on her Jane Doe story, and a lot of people have been skeptical, and also not really mentioned in this article, she didn't really come forward right away. When the whole story broke in 2017 and the Me Too movement was underway and Weinstein got accused of so many things, she wasn't really around. But eventually she came forward, and they did use her in the case against him. But as I mentioned, they deadlocked. But of course, the attorney for Harvey Weinstein, because he called her a bimbo, just another bimbo who slept with Harvey Weinstein to get ahead in Hollywood. Oh, they made a big deal out of this. Oh, misogyny. Oh my God, there's still so much hate and prejudice against people. But let's face it, and we've said this 1,000 times before with the Weinstein case, there were some women who knew that this was the way to get ahead in Hollywood. There were some women who were sexually assaulted by Weinstein. All right? Which is which? Good luck figuring out sometimes, but it looks like the jury couldn't quite take a stand on that. Cybele Newsom, who turns 49 this month, has made a familiar pivot from anguished to motivated. Publicly, she's talking about funding for women's health and support for families escaping domestic violence. Behind the scenes, she's doubling down on trying to make the criminal justice system more fair to other survivors. So part of me thinks that one of the reasons she did this with the Harvey Weinstein trial was to make her feminist label look stronger. Like, there I was. I was brave enough to take the stand and accuse somebody publicly in court of sexually assaulting me. Too bad the jury didn't exactly buy it.
No, well, she continued so much contact with Harvey Weinstein after he allegedly attacked her.
Oh, she wanted his help to handle Gavin Newsom's problems.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom was screwing his best friend's wife.
Right, she wanted some PR help.
He wanted, yeah, how do I handle that? My new boyfriend was screwing his best friend's wife. I think you have experience in how to handle these kinds of situations. She is a colossal phony. Colossal. Right.
But the reason she's getting attention is the other trauma in her life, which was real, and I'm not doubting it or otherwise trying to undermine it, but apparently she and her older sister were playing on golf carts when Jennifer Newsom was just 7, just a few days before her birthday. She didn't see her sister hiding behind the golf cart. She rolled it backwards and she killed her 8-year-old sister. And that's I never knew that either. And she said now she became the only daughter. So that in and of itself, there were big expectations from her parents to excel in academics and the arts and in sports. I felt the pressure to be perfect, blah, 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 blah. But it really is quite the positive profile on the other half of this publicity-hungry couple and her attempts to make these gender movies.
Well, she's got the Representation Project, and that's the nonprofit that promotes her films. And the foundation's list of donors include PG&E and AT&T, who spend a lot of time lobbying Gavin Newsom to get favorable laws. And in PG&E's case, protection and bailouts for all the people they kill.
Right.
Because of their bad maintenance of their electrical facilities, which start the huge fires, which Newsom then blames on climate change. See how all this works?
Yeah.
PG&E starts the fires because of bad maintenance. He uses climate change as the excuse, then taxes the hell out of us in order to stop the fires that PG&E created. PG&E buys that protection and the reimbursement by giving money to Jennifer Newsom's film company.
Project, yeah. Right, so she can have a role doing something that still involves what she wanted to get into in the first place, which was movies, right?
So excuse me for being skeptical of an LA Times tongue bath, all right? Because I don't see that article being done by Taryn Luna.
Taryn Luna,
instead of doing a throwaway paragraph several pages into the story about, the foundation's under scrutiny for the donations it gets. No. Why don't you dig into the donations? What's the deal? What's the exchange that's going on here? What's her influence?
When we return, we got a piece of Biden audio you need to hear. It's fresh and new from today, and it deals with the whole strong possibility he got bribed by Ukrainian officials when he was VP. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, one last blast for the voice line. We'll play calls tomorrow during this hour, so you can leave your messages. Time's running out for this week. The iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. You know, lost in all the fascination with what Trump is being charged with is, of course, what Biden's been up to. And the Hunter Biden laptop, which, of course, was dismissed also as Russian disinformation. Remember that?
That was another lie.
That was another lie, along with the whole Russian dossier on Trump.
Yeah.
Stuff that's come out of that, as we fast forward almost 3 years already, dealt with whether or not when Joe was vice president, he had an operation going with his family to shake down money from people because of his high position in the government, and that would include bribes. And one of the things that came up over and over again in some of the details of this, including some close confidants of Hunter Biden, some of his business associates, is Tony Bobulinski and somebody else named James Gilliar, was that they would refer to Joe in their conversations as simply the big guy. That's it. That's how they referred to him, because they didn't really want to name him in case something got recorded or
it's in writing in the emails.
Overheard by somebody. Right. Yeah. And in the emails, too. And that was in the laptop. So today, it turns out, because there is some information that's floating around that a Ukrainian FBI informant refers to Biden as the big guy, and that there may have been a Ukrainian official who bribed a $5 million bribe thrown at Joe Biden when he was vice president. So today, a New York Post reporter by the name of Stephen Nelson, I guess in a way he tried to catch Biden off guard by bringing up the big guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to the audio.
President Biden, why is this way? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Brett. Why did the Ukraine FBI informant refer to you as the big guy, President Biden? Why is that term continuously applied? Thanks, guys.
Why did I ask such a dumb question?
Why'd you ask such a dumb question?
Apparently, a couple days ago, Biden was passing reporters, and one yelled out, "Did you take bribes?" And he just giggled and kept walking.
And at another question, he said, "Show me the money."
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah. So, show me the money. Why'd you ask such a dumb question? Or he laughs. None of those are denials, are they? They're kind of curious responses.
They generally referred to Biden as the big guy and often said that he was always getting 10% in the business deals.
Yeah.
That was his cut.
Yes, and the money was spread around, I think about...
Oh, all those family members.
Like eight, nine.
And all those bank accounts.
Yeah, that's right. His brother hauled in a lot, and Hunter hauled in a lot.
Most of the media doesn't care. You could post Fox News, that'll cover this.
That's enough. If everybody else is going to lie and cover up, you just got to go with what you can.
Well, it's a big enough story to explore, but they either don't cover it, or sometimes the Washington Post just comes up with excuses and writes it off. I've read some of their articles.
They're part of the Democratic Party.
I know.
They're part of the progressive movement. Conway's here.
Hey now. We're going to do something a little lighter tonight. Famed mountain lion. You remember P-22, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they now have the reason why he died. I guess he was a big mountain lion on Mountain Lions R Us dating site. He wasn't getting any action. They got depressed and killed himself.
I thought lions just take what they want.
Nah, they're a hot commodity. You know, they had a 4-hour funeral for that mountain lion.
I didn't get that whole hysteria. I didn't feel it.
I didn't think you were there.
There's a lot of animals out there. I didn't understand the fixation.
I didn't think you were there.
I'm one of them.
First U.S. Open for golf since 1948. So how was the first one, John?
The first.
Hey-o.
You're saying it. You missed L.A.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't say in L.A.
I'm sorry. I'm saying L.A.
You're saying the first Open.
Do you ever go to the L.A. Country Club?
Yeah, I've been there once. I wasn't allowed to play because I didn't have that kind of dough. But
you know, it's $500,000 to
join?
To join.
Is that right?
They only have 300 members.
Wow.
And
how long have you been a member?
Not a member of anything.
The elitist John Cobalt.
Yeah. I'm going to spend $500,000 to play golf.
You think you could get that by Deborah? We're spending $500,000 on a country club?
But that's how you make connections with other rich
people.
That's
right. That's how you become a billionaire.
I don't want to. I'm trying to find a way to have fewer connections in life. I don't want to make more connections.
Well, that's the way to do it.
I don't want
to
know anybody.
Yeah. And by the way, you guys are very gracious to allow me to come in here every night and do this. Because, you know, when I used to listen to you guys when you first came to this station.
First of all, we're told to bring you in.
Okay. All right. Well, look, let me fantasize that it's up to you.
Oh, okay. Yes, we're gracious.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's not true because there was somebody else who worked at the station and you said no to them.
We are not going to get into that.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
You're right.
Okay.
You're
all right.
Right. It's kind of a voluntary
that's
mutual
right.
agreement.
That's okay. Right. Okay. Right.
Stop the truth dump.
Okay.
No time for truth here.
Yeah, but I listen when you guys came into town. I used to listen every single day. And still when I walk through that door at 3:55, I can't believe that I'm walking into the show. It really is.
And
that
I can't believe you're walking in every day.
Perfect.
It really is great, man.
We're all happy then.
The biggest fan in the world. Well, biggest fan
you.
In the world,
that's
man.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Do you want something now?
No. I just want you to continue forever.
All right. All right. Well,
he's going to pay John for your golf to join the club.
Because look, without you guys on the radio in LA, what else you listening to at that hour? There is nothing. There's what? Static. There's,
I mean, you know.
And
I,
now your turn at right. 4 o'clock, right?
There you
what
go.
Else are you going to listen to? Dig Dong.
And by the way, you guys were exactly right with that. Was that current price when that HHH was passed for $3 billion? Yeah. You said everyone had their hand in it, and he had $150,000. He took out personally, yeah, according right. to this.
Yes, that's complaint. That's right. That's what it was set up for.
Right. And so everybody gets money except the homeless people.
That's right.
And us.
All right. He's on fire.
All right, John and Ken, everybody. Dig Dong. With you guys.
Roger with the news live.
See at the country car.
KFI Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.